first was, we have read in the beginning of this chapter, chapter 13, that the Lord knew his hour had come, and it showed his deity in a variety of ways. Now, it's interesting to notice that this is the Gospel of John. This is the Gospel that reflects the Son of God. We see here the washing of the feet. How come it's not in the book of Mark? Mark shows the perfect servant. But what does it show us? It shows us how far the Son of God was willing to humble himself for his own, for you and for me, to provide a cleansing, a daily cleansing. As it mentioned, a person that's had a bath does not need to be totally washed again. Once you've received the rebirth, once you've become a son of the Father, we only need our feet washed because of the fact we are contaminated by the sin in the world. Whether we're just walking in it, or working, or living in it, or working in it. Now, just a couple points here at the end of our chapter. We see in verse 34, a new commandment I give you, that you love one another. This is a commandment that supersedes what was given in the Old Testament. In the Old Testament, as we've heard, we are to love our neighbors. But in Matthew 5, what do we see? The Lord says in Matthew 5, love your enemies. So if we're to love our enemies, how much easier is it to love our brothers and sisters in the Lord? Or how much easier should it be? Now, this, of course, can be done only in the power of the Spirit. And we can be thankful that the Lord has given us his Spirit. Then comes Peter. Peter was the one who was always the first one to jump into the fray. He was the first one to speak. He was the only one to walk on the water and so forth. Why? Because he was impetuous. He was eager to do what he could do. Now we see he asked the Lord where he's going. And the Lord has to answer him, where I'm going now you cannot follow me, but you shall follow me afterwards. And this speaks of the death that he would eventually have following the Lord. He would be crucified. He'd be crucified upside down because he didn't want to be crucified the same way as his Lord. But what did he have? In verse 37, he says, I will lay down my life for your sake. What was this? This was a zeal without knowledge. A zeal without knowledge. We saw this in the Apostle Paul. The Apostle Paul had a tremendous zeal for the things of God. He felt he was doing the right thing by persecuting the Christians until the Lord himself struck him down off his horse with a tremendous light that shone abroad. And there he displayed to him who he was. He was the Son of God. And the Apostle Paul had been fighting the very Son of God, and he persecuted the church. May we be careful that our zeal is pointed in the right direction, that we love the brethren as he has taught us, for his name's sake.